will now introduce some of this week's correspondence sent to the Evening News.
We only have three letters this week, and they all pick up from the stories we've just heard about housing developments. Phil Rimmer of Dereham Road in Colkirk wonders if the Norwich City Council really needs to spend £300,000 on a feasibility study for Anglia Square. It has been reported that the City Council wants to take ownership of Anglia Square, which is apparently on the market for £8.5 million. We then learn that what might be called an outline business case includes truly affordable homes, an eclectic mix of retail and leisure outlets, and well-paid jobs for local people. The business case has more or less been made, and there was presumably plenty of relevant information available concerning costs before Western Homes pulled the plug. So why is it deemed necessary to spend up to £300,000 on assessments, which I assume to be a feasibility study, when we know that the new government agrees about the affordable homes, and I assume that Western and the council believed that there would be a healthy interest in the retail and leisure outlets?
Ken Ewing of Borswell was shocked to learn that the South Norfolk District Council allowed a developer to reduce the number of affordable units in a development from 10 to 2. We have a new government, a government that has promised more housing with special reference to affordable housing. Yet I read in this newspaper that South Norfolk District Council planners have agreed to pass a development at Newton Flotman with a vastly reduced number of affordable units, 2 instead of the recommended 10. The developer is obviously laughing all the way to the bank. This decision has increased the value of the site by a vast amount of money. We're told that the planning officers are recommending these schemes are passed because if the application is appealed, it's likely to be overturned and expensive costs to the council. If the inspectors who are appointed to these appeals are employed by the government, why are they instructed in this way? The county must have lost thousands of affordable homes over recent years due to developers playing the game and having the affordable housing reduced, or in some cases, such as the Hempstead Road halt last year, totally taken out of the scheme. Rules that are made by the council should be adhered to by the councils. I'm not sure why Councillor John Cook thinks reducing affordable housing from 10 to 2 is a reasonable compromise. I cannot understand his reasoning.
And Peter Smith from Manor Road in Long Stratton asked what exactly is the definition of affordable. An oft-used phrase in this paper and many other publications are the words affordable housing. What does it actually mean? Cheap to buy? Cheap to rent? Who really knows? In a recent planning application, it was stated there would be 6 affordable bungalows. I can afford £50,000. Can I buy one, please?